Welcome to Opening Dharma Access. I'm Reverend Leanne Schutt, your host for this practice episode. With the transition into the new year, I'm offering you a meditation called attending. It's a way to support us to attend to ourselves in this transitional time. There's excitement, and yet there can also be some challenges with transitions. May this be a benefit to you and to all beings. Enjoy.
It's always great to begin by coming into this body, this heart, and this mind right here and right now. And so as the first foundation of mindfulness is awareness of the body in the body, just keep coming back to one or two posture breath points. These are considered your anchor points. It's really easy to connect with. And then to ideally in concentration, to sustain the awareness of the connection. It doesn't have to be a thought connection. Just really feel it viscerally, since it's the body. Maybe one way to do that is just to feel the way each body part is supported, say. Where is it that you feel the connection? For instance, if I start with my head and then I do the alignment of the ears over the shoulders, then I actually just below where the head, the skull connects to the spine, upper spine, it's kind of behind the ears. That's where I feel it. So each time you come to a body part, just really feel how it is supported and connected. Maybe in the beginning you can do the scanning to just really know your experience of the body is right now. And then after that, just really, again, go to one or two points. It's easy right now. Just make it easy. No right or wrong. It's just what is easy to connect to and feel it as support or as heavy in a easeful way. And the same when you're breathing. Not only the air at the nostrils or in the throat or even in the stomach, but perhaps the muscles of the chest in the inhale as it expands. And then you just pick one of those. It just rests there. Just rest in the awareness of either breathing or body point, posture point, as it is. And when your mind wanders away to an emotion or thought, just bring it back. Gently. And then again, rest in the sustaining of the awareness. the body sitting or lying down or standing or walking, and of the breath rising and falling or entering and exiting, whatever it is, let that be enough. So it is said that reason and the mind heart seek the way is that we are disenchanted by our suffering. So however you're suffering now, what is a response that will alleviate the suffering? Not as a way to get away from it, but really as a respond to attend to that suffering. For instance, right now I have a crick in the middle of my back. And even as I identify it as an example to talk about, the first response I hear actually is a internal voice, right? Not an actual voice, but a message like, don't move. And it's fighting with my desire to lift my chest, as we talk about like in meditation training, lift the whole rib cage and settle it, because I know that I tend to hunch, I get that crick. And so lifting my rib cage and settling it in that spot just below the crick, in fact, and then aligning the head is what will relieve it. So I choose to not push away, but just leave the thought alone, not to move, and allow myself to move, to engage in the movement that I have experienced as a way to relieve this suffering. So I relieve the suffering of the messaging that's not useful right now or skillful. And I allow myself to move. And in doing so, I actually also stay with what's the result of that movement. Just not only an ease in that spot, by that I mean there's still a tightness there where the crick was, but it feels like an alignment kind of, you know, the muscles holding that spot upright as opposed to the uncomfortableness of the hunching at that spot. So wherever you identify any kind of suffering right now, and you allow yourself to respond in a way that attends to the suffering. Be a light suffering, dis-ease, discontent. Whatever way you're not letting yourself have ease, have contentment. Notice I'm still keeping my commitment to awareness, which is really what our meditation is. When you're struggling with meditation, it doesn't mean you just give up. If you hear yourself say, fuck it, and stop, then that's a... is that going to bring you more suffering? Then lean into that and see what needs to attend to that. Right? So we're responding, we're not reacting. And allow yourself to respond, to attend to. The body, the heart, and the mind, right here and right now.
This has been Reverend Lian Shutt for opening Dharma Access with this practice offering to start out 2023. May it have been of benefit to you. Look for another practice offering in 2 weeks from Kyra Jewel-Lingle. Then we'll go back to our regular programming, which is on the first Tuesday of every month. We interview BIPOC teachers to hear about their Dharma experiences. So keep coming back. Be sure to subscribe for notifications and rate and review the podcast to help us spread the word. Check the episode notes for resources and email us at suddenleap. As in the dot itself, then the letter A, the number 2, and the letter Z as in Z, at gmail.com with any questions. Happy 2023, and let's keep opening Dharma Access to all beings.